Hey everyone, it's Monday. You know what that means. It means it's time for Get to Know Night, the weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. It's been a while since we've done Get to Know Night. Last, we've been doing a lot of Harry Potter, so it's nice to finally get back to some questions, which we have a lot of, so I'm going to just jump right into it. Ooh, the first question is from C. C asks, what cars do you have right now, and what's your dream car? I appreciate you assuming I have more than one car. I don't. I wish I did. I am driving the most basic of vehicles, a Honda Civic. It is... That car is just pure utility. It's so good. Like, you can have a Honda Civic for 10 years, and it'll never break. And it's just... But yeah, if I could have any car, like, in the world, probably, like, I don't know, like a Phantom would be nice. Like, a Rolls-Royce Phantom's pretty nice. A lot of McLarens pique my interest. There's a lot of McLarens that are pretty good. I don't know. Bugatti, like, Devo comes to mind maybe as well. I mean, I'm a sucker for a supercar. Like, it's nice. But if you, like, if I'm thinking, like, a street car, like, not, like, something that's, like, within the realm of reason, Range Rovers ain't bad. I don't mind a Range Rover. I don't know. I'm, like, genuinely, though, like, if I had my car for the rest of my life, I'd be pretty happy. My car's great. I have a really close attachment to my car. Me and my car have gone through a lot. We've driven many miles across many places, so... I don't know. It's hard for me to think about, like, a replacement for my car. I've had many chances where I'm like, ooh, I could trade you in for X, Y, and Z and upgrade and all this other stuff. And I'm like, no, I don't want to. And I'm like, I'm really attached to you. Like, you and me, we've been through things. Like, I think I'm going to hold on to that car until it literally can't go anymore. But yeah. Oh no, you got me started talking about cars. We'll be here forever. Let's see. Let us see. Anonymous asks, did the recent audio you just recorded, I'm not playing any games, was that from the request form, or did it just come up with that and you made it up? It was from the request form, actually. People always ask, how often do I do request form audios? I do it more often than people think. The only thing is I don't say the request form audios. I just, if you were the person who requested it, you would probably know it's your audio, but besides that, no one else would know. But I do the requests. When they, like, make sense, and I'm like, oh yeah, I can like, resonate with that. Ooh, I love these. All right, quick questions. Answer quickly. All right, let's see. Sneakers or boots? Sneakers. Converse or Vans? Vans. Summer or winter? Winter. Mountains or beach? Mountain. Dog or cat? Dog. Animal Crossing or City Skylines? City Skylines. Long hair, short hair? Long hair. Chocolate or vanilla? Sunrise, sunset? Sunset. Traveling or staying at home? Traveling. But it's only because I'm home right now. If I was traveling right now, I would say staying at home. You always want what you don't have. That's very true. Anonymous asks, do you think you would ever do a Dating Your Boss series where you are the boss, but you both have feelings for each other? Yeah, I mean, I was going to continue almost all the Sweetheart series aren't finished, and as in, like, once I finish this pregnancy series, I'm probably going to go back to one of the previous series and add on to it. People have been asking a lot for me to go back to that boss series again, so maybe I will. We'll see. We shall see. Let's see. Gabby asks, hey Kay, how you doing? I have a question about loneliness. What is your perspective on loneliness? For me, the movie Lost in Translation is a perfect way to describe loneliness. Feeling lonely or distant from a person lying right beside you is really painful. Yeah, I agree. I hope you have a great day. What's my perspective on loneliness? I don't know. Like, I think loneliness sucks is my hot take perspective, but I think if we were to delve deeper into it, I think, I don't know if Lost in Translation is really about, I mean, I guess at some level it is about loneliness, but it's also about, it's about relationships over time and the ways in which people change and all this other stuff and like, what it, I don't know, it Lost in Translation is about a lot of stuff. It's also about, Sofia Coppola's specific relationship with, Spike Jones, but, loneliness, though, loneliness. When I think about loneliness, I think it's like an affliction that should be so easy to resolve, yet we struggle to resolve it, and I think it ties so closely, sometimes with trauma, but not necessarily, because, like, from, like, this macro point of view, like a removed view of the world, like, there shouldn't be loneliness, like, you know, we are surrounded by people, but yet, in the sea of people, I guess that is part of the themes of Lost in Translation, the idea that there's so many people, but you can't really communicate with any of them, thus you feel alone. Anyway, which is, yeah, it's true, is you're surrounded by all these people that you really can't communicate your inner truth to, and that is, like, a lonely experience, because you could go up to, like, a random person on the road and be like, this is my story, but, like, would they care, and that rejection, would it not hurt more, and all this other stuff? I don't know. I think, and there's a lot to unpack about just the nature of being lonely. And then there's, like, people who come with, like, a different school of thought. Like, loneliness is, like, boredom. Theoretically, you should never be lonely, as you should never be bored. Because, you know, your greatest entertainment should be you, such as your greatest company should be you. And, like, yeah, I guess, but I don't know. I've heard that shit so many times. I'm like, you should never be bored, because you should be your greatest source of entertainment. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, I guess. And then, like, you should never be lonely, for you are your greatest company. And I'm like, yeah, but, like, I've been around myself forever, and I don't feel, like, less lonely for it, so, I don't know. That's a great question, and I think this probably deserves a let's talk about series thing, so I can, like, really get into it. Because first thing in the morning, a dissection on loneliness might not be the way to go, especially in a ghetto tonight. But yeah, I will definitely circle back to that topic, probably pretty soon. Let's see. Sid asks, is there anything that goes into your audios that goes overlooked by people that you wish people would notice or point out more? That's a good question. I mean, I think, what would I wish people noticed more? I mean, I always appreciate when people notice continuity, when they're like, oh, this ties into that. I'm like, yeah, it does. I really appreciate that. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I want people to appreciate or notice. I think if you notice anything, I really appreciate it. Like, if you take the time to write a comment, I fucking really appreciate that. Because I read all of them. And, from the smallest comment to the longest comment, like, all of them are so meaningful. And I think just leaving a comment, I think, is all that really, like, if you tell me your thoughts and opinions and your feelings on what I did, that is all I really care about. Like, that's meaningful to me. I love that. I love just being like, oh, cool, this is what you thought, or this is how you felt, or this is how you interpreted it. I love hearing that. I love when people, like, give me long extrapolations for what they perceived as what the scenario was, or the emotional states in there. I just think it's so interesting. I love when people do that. I think it's like, It shows to me that it resonated in a way that was past my wildest intentions. If people are like, yeah, I felt this, and then this, but then this happened, and I felt that, I'm like, oh, cool. Because I know it's resonating, and that's, like, all that matters to me. Like, if the things I say feel true, and you feel them, like, in a real way, you know, I do my job. At least that's how I think of it. I think of it like, if you feel something and it feels real, you know, then I did what I was supposed to do. Let's see. Scarlett asks, what's a dream that you let go of? Oh man. I mean, I guess I was real little, so I don't know if this is like a dream that I mean, it is a dream I let go of, I guess. Was it a real dream? I don't know. But I did have a I did really aspire to like a It feels so silly to say this out loud. I don't know. If I wasn't doing audios, what would I be doing? I think when I was younger, I wished that I had a good love of like Napoleon and of like Alexander and Attila, like conquerors, but not necessarily conquerors, but I mean, I guess Attila's a conqueror. I'm thinking more like a unifier. I don't know. I was like really interested in the idea of like a united Europe under one banner, which the EU kind of happened. So I was like, oh, cool, that happened. But I guess less democratic, more more emperor. But yeah, you know, that's like a childish dream. Like it's just like I read too much Napoleon and was like, oh, and read too much about Alexander the Great and was like, oh, you know, that's a profession people had, was just like conquering Europe. Like that's just a thing people did. And I was like, oh, I really just want to conquer Europe when I grow up. Yeah, but it's a different age. A different No longer can a general walk before an army and say, will you kill the King of France or the Emperor of France? And then let them put down their weapons. That's a whole thing. Anyway, yeah, I think that's but I guess in like a more realistic sense, what's the dream that I've like let go of? I don't know. What's a dream that I've really let go of? I think I've let go of directing ever again. I don't think I want to direct again. I think I'm okay never directing again. I've kind of let go of that. I would be really sad if I never wrote again. Like that writing I want to do forever. But I don't know if I think I'll have to be either offered a ludicrous sum of money or like some kind of someone has my family and I have to direct this movie or else they'll kill my family. Like it has to be some level like that for me ever to take on the mantle director again because that shit is just rough. So yeah, I'm cool never directing again. That's a dream I've totally let go of because I think I used to want to really direct a lot more. I was really like, I mean, maybe one day I'll like go back into it, but like it's just so, I don't know. I don't think the way I operate, I don't know if directing is it for me. I think I'm better as a writer who consults with the director than giving me all the stress and anxiety of having to direct because it's just so much on your plate. But yeah, I think that's probably a dream I'll let go of. A much more realistic dream because conquering Europe was never going to happen. Let's see. Anonymous asks, so Kay, in your last Get to Know Night, you said you're happy with the choices that you made for your sexual experience, which is great. My question is, if you're single right now and we're dating a girl, but she was a virgin because sexual trauma and she had when she was a child, would you leave her or be okay with it? I'd be okay with it. I think, I don't think you should leave. No, obviously you don't leave her if there's sexual trauma. I mean, we try to work through the trauma together. Like that's, I mean, I don't think you're gonna find a lot. Like you're gonna find people that will be willing to work through the trauma. And if you find people that are willing to work through the trauma, those are keepers. And then there'll be guys who just aren't willing to do the work, and those guys are just clearly not guys for you. But, me personally, I think we should work through the trauma. I think working through the trauma is important. I think we can work through the trauma. It's gonna take a lot of work, a lot of time, but it's worth it, you know, in the end of the day. Like, I think we're all trying to battle our demons. We're all fighting traumas from our past. That's a lot of what our lives are, is trying to defeat these, like, dragons from a long time ago that haunt us. And then one day, hopefully, we're, like, just free of these demons. But I think, yeah, I think working through trauma is important. And I think leaving someone is not the solution to helping them work through the trauma. I think helping them work through the trauma is the solution to working the trauma. But yeah, that's my answer. I think this might be my last one. Yeah, it is. Anonymous asks, I noticed some of your first Soundgasm or your first posts are from Soundgasm links that don't work anymore. Are you deleting these? Yes. Almost none of the Soundgasm links should work anymore. which is a good thing because Soundgasm was not reliable at all. But if you see a link that doesn't work or something that links out to Soundgasm that doesn't exist anymore, please put a comment that says, like, link is broken or just something, just so I know that that post still exists, because I've been going through and clearing them out systematically. But sometimes things slip through the cracks. So if you can help me out and just put a message or a comment below, that would really, really, really help me out. But I think we're good. I think, we just crossed our time limit. But if you have any more questions, please, 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 please reach out to the Get to Know Night forum. I love answering these questions. And next week we'll have another Get to Know Night before we jump into the new Harry Potter. And I think we have one more new cutie series coming in November. But yeah, I've been Knight. Also, if you have a request, send it to the request line. Everyone's been so good about it. I appreciate it. The Get to Knight has been almost request free, and I so appreciate that. But yeah, if you have a request, send it over to the request line, because that's the only way I'm going to get to it. But with that being said, I've been Knight. Hope you had a great time, and I will talk to you later. Bye now.